You have the floor, sir.
Moritere.
Once again, may I also reiterate our thanks, these thanks of the state of El Salvador to each and every one of you for very enriching recommendations, especially those recommendations that remembered the victims of the gangs in El Salvador. El Salvador is a country where sadly six million inhabitants were held hostage, but 3 million people in El Salvador were forced to flee in search of a life far from the gangs. To speak of El Salvador is to speak about a people which is resilient, which has survived a history marked by fear for years. The gangs not only controlled our communities, but also destroyed the very essence of what it meant to live. Children who never knew the park just next to their homes. Families were displaced because their homes were in the middle of the crossfire and who never received any answers from the state. But to speak of El Salvador today is also to speak of hope. Today our country has a huge leader, President Nayib Bukele, a great leader. He triggered an unprecedented transformation of the country. However, it's not all about one person. This historic change was only possible thanks to the collective decision of over 6 million El Salvadorians who were tired of terror, were tired of poverty, tired of indifference. We are a nation which decided to stand on its own two feet and say enough, enough of this violence, out of this corruption, of this us being left to our own devices. This effort made by the whole people that decided to create a different future and is now proud to have achieved that. Think of this history. In the department of Huachampan, a lady who makes chocolate to survive. She has no hands. She was amputated because she wasn't able to pay a ransom money. She's a symbol of thousands of lives affected by violence. She is struggling to make for herself a better future. And millions of El Salvadorians also have visible and invisible scars on their bodies. We cannot ignore that victims of very often have been the persons who are forgotten in grand international human rights speeches. It's easy to criticize a country when it takes measures, but it's much more difficult to face the pain of those who've experienced decades of neglect. Today, our mission is clear. We want to be not only the safest country in the world, but also the fairest country in the world.
We recognize that each action is guided by a non-negotiable principle, the dignity of victims. It's not enough to sanction the perpetrators. We must guarantee that the voices of those who have suffered are heard and receive compensation so that they can recover their lives. Ladies and gentlemen, my country doesn't make excuses. We accept the challenges because we know the path towards justice is never simple. But we also ask you that you look beyond just the headlines. Listen to the stories of those who have recovered their freedom and understand the pain that we've gone through as a nation. El Salvador is a country of hope today with its commitment that I'm sure together we can build a future where human rights are not just words, but rather a reality for every citizen. Thank you.
Doy la palabra.
I give the floor to Mr. René Escobar, prosecutor.